You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
South Africa's red meat industry is under strain once again as a fresh foot and mouth disease outbreak spreads across five provinces, I understand. So export bans are piling up, market access obviously restricted, and local prices are facing volatility as supply chains start to buckle. For an industry already navigating thin margins and rising input costs, the economic risks are growing fast. And I want to discuss this and see how big a crisis it is. With me is Wandile Sihlobo, Chief Economist at Agbiz. Let's take a look at the commercial fallout and maybe what business needs to do to brace for next. Obviously, there's also an impact on you and me, consumers, and our grocery bill. So, Wandile, let's start with the impact and a warm welcome. What's the immediate economic fallout of this outbreak for commercial livestock producers? How bad is it?
I think, Jeremy, if I could just highlight, firstly, how important the livestock industry is to the farming economy, which is that if you look at the South African agricultural sector, livestock accounts for roughly half of that, which means then that whenever there are strains in the cattle industry, that you would see it over time showing across the performance of the sector. At this moment, the impact is in a few farms, not really across every other farm. But the challenge of it is that when there's a limitation on the movement of cattle, limitation in terms of the export activity, over time, we will begin to see the financial impact of that. We don't have as yet the rands and cents of what the cost is, but we know that from a farmer's side, you are having to endure a lot of costs, because remember, this disease is not killing a cattle per se, but rather you can't slaughter for a certain period and you have to be feeding these cattle some for more than 2 months without any much significant income coming in. So that puts a lot of burden on the production side of the cost in the farms.
And worrying that China, Zimbabwe, I think, and also Namibia are halting imports.
As a practice, whenever you have some of these diseases, you usually get temporary restrictions on the exports. And this comes at a bad time, because you remember in some of our conversations, we had talked about South Africa's drive to open up as many export markets as we can. And the red meat industry has been amongst some of those that have actually been on this journey, to an extent that if you think about last year, we saw our exports recovering nicely after a dip that we experienced in 2020. Because of the same issue that we're seeing now. At the time, our exports collapsed by 19% in red meat and 16% in wool. We were thinking that now that we are on a recovery path, but my sense is that we'll continue to feel that economic pain for much of the second quarter in terms of the exports.
And what about locally? Would there be an oversupply of beef? Could this lead to lower consumer prices in the short term, or are input cost pressures offsetting any benefit?
I think, Jeremy, it's worth noting that the red meat and the general protein products that South Africa puts into the market are safe for consumption. The only reason we get to see the export being restricted is not so much of a safety from a human consumption side of this. It's because the disease is usually endemic to certain areas, and therefore countries take all measures to ensure that at least they are not exposed to risks of a transfer in their areas, but not on the safety of this. So in terms of the local market, we will continue to see slaughtering in areas as they clear up, because the vaccination has started now. And as a result of that, we anticipate that there will be an unusual increase at a certain period in the coming months on the domestic red meat supplies. And that too then will add a bit of pressure on the red meat prices. And that will happen in an environment where the South African consumer anyway is under pressure, which means then that the demand for red meat is not as that robustly, which I think will continue to weigh financially on the producer side. And that's what I'm really worried about when we are thinking about this year and these challenges of these diseases.
And beyond that, I imagine there is also a supply chain spillover risk that would be related or impact other sectors, so feed logistics, even insurance.
We may, of course, have to look closely to say on the financing, on the financial conditions of these farms, what that means then for those businesses. But my hope is that with the vaccination having started and the great awareness that the Department of Agriculture has been doing about the foot and mouth disease and certain measures that the farmers should take. I hope that we can be able to be clear of those risks and then we don't get to be in a difficult position. But the one thing, Jeremy, that is important is vaccination. And I think we need to build the domestic capability on a vaccine manufacturing as well as vaccination across the country. It's something we have to do. It's very important.
And what exactly is the problem there? It's not the first time that vaccine supply has been cited as a failure point.
The key thing here, Jeremy, I think we haven't recovered from the state capture days and some of the mismanagement that's happened in our institutions. And one of those institutions I would argue was affected is the OBP, which is South Africa's state-owned vaccine manufacturing company, which hasn't really been producing anything. I mean, we pride ourselves, Jeremy, as being the leading agricultural producer and exporter in Africa, but we don't even have vaccine. We have to depend on Botswana. So we have to revive that. And Minister Steenhuisen and DG Ramasodi of Agriculture are really focused on that. They spoke on that earlier this week.
But given the risk potential, is it time for the private sector to either take control or to play a bigger and more robust role?
My point would be that in the past, we had certain vaccines designated to be produced by certain entities. This time around, we have evolved from those days. Let's ensure that at least we add one or two or three private sector organizations that can have the similar licensings to producing some of these vaccines like the FMD. That way you spread your risk, but also you ensure that you have enough capacity. Because what we have learned is that over the recent past, the outbreak of these diseases is even more than before. It may be because of climate, these extreme weather conditions are perhaps enabling the virus to spread much faster, which is why I think that involving the private sector, even on an FMD vaccine manufacturing, will be an ideal path. And I hope that the Department of Agriculture signaling their willingness to work with the private sector is perhaps maybe a step towards such direction. It's something that I think is important for the country.
And the argument that the country should consider a permanent regional disease zoning plan to contain future economic fallout, how does that sit with you?
I mean, look, that is an important aspect. And of course, we will be guided by the scientists on what they are saying. But the other thing, Jeremy, I think as a country, we have to entertain it, is the idea of should we be just taking a policy of vaccinating against FMD nationwide, not only vaccinating whenever there are suspected cases, but take a similar step as the South Americans, where we know that South Africa vaccinates. And I know I'm putting that up there. There's a scientific consideration, as well as the fact that in some of our trade deal, we may have to renegotiate certain things. But what we have learned is that in 2022-23, we were affected by this disease in about six of our nine provinces. And we continued to limp along and affected again last year in the Eastern Cape. Therefore, if it is continuing and it is with us this way, should we not consider the way of actually vaccinating as well? Which I think that along the work that is done currently around the regionalization, we have to also explore the idea of vaccination like South Americans.
So just to reiterate in conclusion, you can give us some reassurance. Our weekend braai, rump steak and boerewors safe for the moment?
Safe for the moment and possibly more affordable in the coming days. But think of the farmer that will be experiencing higher input costs. And the only way to support them is to go and buy that high quality meat.
Wandile Sihlobo, thank you very much indeed. Chief Economist at AgBiz.